3. I appreciate everybody's attendance. First item is roll call.
Commissioner Lopez.
Excuse.
Commissioner Geary.
Excuse.
Commissioner Blackburn.
Not excused.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Christopher.
Present.
Mr. Corley is excused also. I talked to his office. He was in a meeting today, so we're going to talk about that later. Next item, approval of summary proceedings from July's meeting. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at it?
Yeah.
I know you have.
I'll make a motion to
file the receipt. Oh, see, need a second?
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. That's good. Let's see, consent agenda. We've got, there's like 6 emails. I know they've already been taken care of. Does anybody want to pull anything and talk about it? Or if not, I need a motion.
I just kind of was curious about what happened with the Doberman Lockwood Field that the trap was set to get.
We picked it up the next day.
You did? Okay.
And it went to a rescue organization about 5 or 6 days after that.
Was the dog just scared?
Or
was it wild?
I didn't interact with the dog myself personally, but it seemed like it adjusted after a couple of days because the rescue had no problem taking it.
Okay. Need a motion to receive and file?
I will make a motion to receive and file the emails.
Okay. Section. And you have a second? Okay, but first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay. Public presentation. By the way, please, everybody turn. Not a big group tonight, but turn your phones off, Michelle.
Sorry.
I had to turn mine off, so it's off. Off or on mute. That's the 2 options you get. So, public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to make statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may have to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address, which means zip code, for the record before you make your presentation. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes. Terry?
Nope.
Table 2? Anything? Okay. You don't need to bend that microphone up to adjust it properly. There you go.
My name is Kelly Couch, and my zip code is 93308. And I'm here to ask for your help. It's not a county problem. It's not a city problem. It's a Bakersfield problem.
That's a what problem? If you can fit it all in 2 minutes, go for it.
This is Coco. On July 6th, he was found at 18, abandoned. Mm-hmm. Somebody spotted him. He went there. He had a chip. He thought, great, 4th of July weekend. Probably fireworks, got scared. Ran the chit. He was adopted 4 years ago from the SPCA as a puppy. The owner called and said that he gave his dog away 1 year ago, kitten number group 2. And he didn't want the dog because his wife didn't like animals. And it was between him and his wife. If I was him, I would have got rid of the wife. I'm sorry. Did they scan them in the truck when they picked them up? The only thing that means to talk to them. They called them choker. So we had no reason, so we were calling them there. So we just named them Coco there. You know, sit, stay, shake. Good behavior dog. No behavior problem whatsoever. This is him in the truck. And you cut him off away from me. We gave him a bath. And this is what he looked like after the bath. And this is the people. It took the girl that spotted him in the middle. Dorian found him. And it took this. This is not the dog he was in it, but this is their dog. And it took all of us to meet out there and get the dog. Mm-hmm. This behavior has to be stopped. The microchip failed. Microchip, the dog is neutered. So spay and neuter is not the answer to this. Microchip is not the answer. It's enforcing this to stop. Let the community know that this is not tolerated.
So is he dumped at Lake Green? You want to... So it's not the microchip that failed, it's the owners that failed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the microchip had nothing to do with it.
No,
microchip just reaffirmed it.
Yeah. Okay, well thanks for bringing that up, and you someone did a nice job.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Take it you have a new job.
Good job. Anybody else on table two? No, okay. Michelle, I know you're good for something. No? Danny? All right, seeing none, we'll come back to the head table. Staff announcements and reports from our director. Director Cullen, please.
Good evening, everybody. Just wanted to touch on a few highlights in the director's report. In the month of July, we placed 586 animals through adoption. Again, I had touched on this last month because I think we hit a similar mark, somewhere in the 500s, which is pretty high for us. And that is almost entirely driven by the cat adoptions. Dog adoptions are pretty static, but cat adoptions, especially through the local retail stores, Petco and PetSmart, has just been outstanding. 238 kittens just in the month of July.
That's great.
I think that's, you know, 8 kittens a day that are being adopted. Our foster program is obviously directly linked to the adoption statistics, because you'll see 238 cats or kittens specifically were adopted and 142 kittens that entered the foster care program. So the more kittens we get into the foster care program, the more we can get them out to the retail stores and they get adopted fairly quickly. You know, I think I might have mentioned this last month, but although we are inundated with dogs, and our community is, you know, in crisis with dogs, it's not any better for cats in the community. It's, in fact, it's probably worse, just in terms of the sheer volume and how much sort of neglect we see with cats, especially just general community, you know, ignoring that there's 100 cats at Hart Park. Like, that's not normal that there's people that have to literally care for those animals. So the dog problem is clearly a crisis, but the cat problem is also a crisis. However, our intake policies and the TNR that we practice, it allows us to save a higher percentage of those cats, and they move through our system rather quickly. And it's actually at the point now where we're actually assisting other shelters with cats. on the down low. Announcing, bring us all your kittens. But when there's other shelters that are struggling with live outcomes for kittens, we're listening. So we drove up to Fresno and we took about 25 kittens away from, not away, they transferred 25 kittens into our care that were at risk of euthanasia. And we took them down to Bakersfield and we shipped them right out to our retail stores, and most of them were adopted within 3 or 4 days. And that was relatively successful because we went up, we brought them back, got the paperwork done, and we only kept them overnight before they went out to the stores. And so then we had become aware of Stockton Animal Shelter that was also struggling. They put out a plea because they had hundreds and hundreds of kittens. And so we connected with them, and they transported about 20 kittens down to us. We took them off their hands, put them in the retail stores, and they got adopted. We just reached out to them again, and we just took 15 kittens from them again this day. So, it's clear that we're in a crisis and that there are more dogs than we really know what to do with, but we're still an organization that we can help out. We certainly will. And so it seems to be lightning load, at least in other shelters, that we're at least able to offer that as a service. So, I did want to point out that just the number blew me away, that we've been practicing trap, neuter, return on feral cats since 2013, and since that date, we've provided for the sterilization of 26,422 cats in that time. And that was a program that didn't exist prior to 2013. I did want to touch on a few really cool stories from the month of July. We had an individual that reached out to us. Actually, it was a member of our staff that was reached out to that worked for the Target distribution center. And they knew that we struggled to keep our pets climate comfortable. And so they donated 6 industrial size misting systems / fans that are valued at about $36,000 total. And myself and Danny drove up to the Target distribution center, and we picked them up and brought them back, and they're being used. So super grateful to Target for doing that. Anybody who's not aware, if you have kids, we have a program called Tales for Tales. And that's something that we do. Tales for Tales is a program where we invite children to come into the shelter and read books to shelter pets. The reason why we do that is because we figure the more children we can get into the shelter for a positive experience, the better the chance that when they grow up, that they have a good experience to remember animal shelters by. They might be more inclined to adopt pets from the shelter. So we've had a really good response in the Tales for Tales program. Where I think this is the third week we've done it, or third time we've done it this month. We did it once a month for the last 2 months, and this is the third month. And the first time we did it, In June, we had about 16 kids that came out, and we only had 12 stools. So we went out and bought more stools, and Berkeley and I were talking, like, well, how many stools do you think we'll need? So we bought 10 more, so we had 22. And we had 35 kids that showed up.
Wow.
And so it's been successful enough. And the Kerr County Library is partnering with us too. They're supplying the books and they're coming out when we do the events, and they're setting up a table and talking about library services. But it's been so successful that we're gonna continue to do it once a month on Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7:30, I believe. Even after the school year begins. Just because the feedback we've received is it's on a Wednesday, it's after school hours, and it just seems to be well received and well attended. So we're going to continue to do that. And then I did want to touch on, we are certainly not where we want to be as far as save rate. Talk about save rate, that means the total percentage of animals that are coming into the shelter and what percentage of those animals are making it out of the shelter alive. And it's called the save rate, the percentage of those animals that you're saving. That's all those outcomes combined, adoption, rescue, returning to owner, and trapping, neutering, and releasing. From January 1st until the end of July, 78% of all animals that have come into county animal services care have left the lot. The only reason I bring that up, it's not where we want to be, but I think there's some mischaracterization of that percentage. So we've seen some things online where like half of the animals that come into the shelters are euthanized, and it's just not the case. So it's certainly not where we want it to be. We want to save every animal that comes to the county animal shelters, but it's certainly not 50% of the animals that come to us don't make it out of line. And that concludes my remarks.
Okay. Any questions from the commissioners?
Not a question, but kind of a comment, because even looking at like last year's numbers, they've improved greatly percentage-wise. So it's definitely going right direction at least.
Yeah. And I'm unfortunately on Facebook a little bit more than I'd like to be, but there's always somebody says, "Oh, I don't want them to take them to the pound. They'll be euthanized." It's like, look, Kern County is doing absolutely everything they can to get those animals out alive. So that's the best thing you can do. Rather than letting the animals just continue to run the street, take them to the shelter where it's supposed to happen. Call animal control. Let them deal with it. A lot of people don't realize they still think of it as the pound and it's just a death sentence. And, if everybody in their household got one of these pages saying what the save rate is, maybe it would change people's mind.
Just one more thing, too. I don't think it gets mentioned enough, and that's probably my fault. But the county, Kern County, in 2012, they decided to begin to appropriate taxpayer dollars to support access to low-cost spay neuter for county residents. In the first year they did it, they appropriated $250,000, which was actually a lot 13 years ago. Every single year since then, the county has appropriated at least $200,000 to support access to low-cost spay neuter for targeted residents, low-income residents. And in fiscal year 24-25, so last fiscal year, the county appropriated $1.3 million in 12 months. And this year, it's another $1.1 million just in spay and neuter. That's not our budget, that's just spay and neuter. And I just ask anybody who's interested to just look around to some of the other animal welfare agencies, especially municipal agencies, and just see how that compares. It's extraordinary that the county contributes that much money to spay and neuter. I think that's just because we know that's the only solution is to prevent the production of more animals. I think we have a lot of programs available, and all it takes is spreading the word. So if you know folks that need to get their animals fixed, send them to Kern County Animal Services.org/baby.
I was looking through the papers this afternoon. I noticed $1 million, and it extends 1.3. I thought that's phenomenal. That's really where it needs to start. That's where you're going to have the most impact, is preventing it from being born in the first place. So I second what you said. That's pretty amazing. I also noticed on the euthanasia rate, or the save rate, let's say the save rate, we're up from last year, well, last year, the first 7 months versus this year for the first 7 months, we're about 3 percentage points ahead. And I noticed that the intake was like 181 animals more. Even though you had more, you had a better save rate, which is phenomenal. And you're doing a lot of great programs and a lot of marketing ideas, and everybody's getting on board, and I think it's great. And I saw the photos of the fans from Walmart. I thought, that's a huge donation.
Target.
Oh, that's right, Target. A huge donation, $36,000. I don't know how you did it, but that's pretty good, I think.
And Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Danny.
Thank Target.
I want to hear about it later, but I think it's phenomenal. Whoever's involved in that, I'm thinking, because, well, this weekend they're going to get a good workout at the kennel, right? 109, 108, yeah. Something like that. So, yeah, thanks, Danny. Okay, questions from public. Carrie, anything?
Yeah, for the save rate, what do you think is the factor, the single, like, one or two of the greatest factors for the save rate, like the foster program that highly contributes to it? What else contributes to it?
To it being so high or not being higher?
I think 82% is good. It's not great, but it's really, really, really good. Better than PETA.
What do you attribute it to is what you're saying?
Yeah, like, you know, what should we, like, talk up to say, this is what we need to do more of to get the save rate higher?
Yeah, I wish I could point to one thing. You know, it's a combination of having enough foster families to save the underage dogs and cats and the at-risk dogs and cats. It's also having a creative marketing team that markets animals individually. It's having a volunteer program that has volunteers that have advocacy for certain shelter animals that would otherwise be euthanized. It's our TNR program that fixes 2,000, at least 2,000 cats a year that we spend, you know, $180,000 a year for. It's just all of those programs that work together to push that percentage to where it is. And our rescue team is working harder than they ever have. And they're probably going to send 2,500 animals to rescue this year, which is, you know, more than last year and way more than the year before. They work really hard to try to find nonprofits to take animals from us.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Good question. Table two, any questions on the report? No? Table three? Nothing? Okay. Thank you, Director Cole. Now I need a motion to receive and file the report.
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
And we'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. You know, this meeting is going by way too quick. Commissioner announcements or reports. I'll just read it. On their own initiative, commissioners may make an announcement or a report on their own activities. They may ask a question for clarification. Hope you have something. Make a referral to staff or take action to have staff place a matter of business on a future agenda. I'll start off. I served as a judge for a dangerous dog hearing three weeks ago, and I've done it before, but it's, you know, it was good. Did they pick up their dogs, or did they not, or can you say?
I could say, Commissioner Blackburn, I'm not sure. I'm not.
You were adamant about paying the fines and everything, but then we told them, well, the dog's got to be fixed too, by the way, and they didn't like that part, so I don't really know what happened after that. But anyway, that was one of the things that I did. Karen?
I really don't have
what?
You work for a vet.
Yeah.
Okay, you work for a vet. You have to have something.
I mean, I have that. I've been doing, you know, anesthesias, and we've been doing surgeries and all kinds of fun stuff. Other than that, not much.
Did you rescue me? Did you save?
I mean, we did have, yeah, we had a couple of interesting cases
out
recently, but I mean, nothing, it was not anything
you know, just so like we're medical stuff that the doctor had to figure out. But we did have one that came in that one we didn't save, unfortunately. But it was an interesting thing that I wouldn't have thought about. This dog ate a penny. And it was weird because when we x-rayed it, it looked like there were holes in the penny. It looked like Swiss cheese.
Holes?
Wow.
The penny. It ate a penny.
It ate a penny.
It ended up with zinc toxicity.
Oh.
Because the people had no idea the dog ate it. Why would you? You know,
right.
Like, why would a dog eat a penny?
I think a dog would not.
It was probably about 10, 12 pounds.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of,
yeah.
I think,
so
for
what
a
did you do?
Dog.
They ended up, I think, having euthanized because that was really sick.
They had to euthanize it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was just a weird one because, again, like, whose dog just goes and ran away with a penny?
It's really old.
Right? Yeah.
Did
you see how that happened? No, because they already knew that's what it was for the x-rays.
How was your dog at the
area? Yeah, right? Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Gina, I know you've got a happy experience or two.
Oh,
staff.
Yeah.
Come on.
Happy. I ended up with a 5-week-old kitten. He's at home. His name is Biscuits because he immediately started making biscuits when I got home. He was in a bad place. You know, what else do I have to do? So, it's amazing how one little kitten can consume absolutely so much of your time. I forget every year. But I almost thought I was going to lose him. He would not eat. He still won't eat kibble. So, and he'll take a couple bites and then I don't need any more. So I'm kind of force feeding him with a syringe just to make sure he's getting the nutrition that he needs.
He's a dog.
I have an appointment for my vet in Selma tomorrow, and I'm doing a lot of community service, and I've been extremely disturbed by some people who are reaching out to me, and they have these female cats, which, you know, I always have a weakness for getting them fixed. I don't care the cost. I do get donations to help cover the cost when somebody doesn't have money. So this woman said that she has 3 adult cats in dog kennels with litter boxes, and they get fed twice a day, but they have been in dog kennels since they were 4 months old. And she said, well, I don't have the money. You know, my vet charges $85 for a female, and I usually get $10 transport fee. So it would have been $270 to get all these girls fixed. And they didn't have any money. And I said, okay, I tell you what. You can come up with $130. I'll cover the rest. So I've got, in addition to those 3 girls, I have a couple more people that I'm helping just to get them done. But my heart really is going out to those adult cats that have been living in an adult kennel.
You did the right thing.
For almost a year. And I'm
almost
just praying that she shows up tomorrow. Supposedly she went to Walmart to get some kennels.
Yeah.
And I, you know, always offer, well, I have kennels if you need to borrow them, but if you have 3 cats, you should have 3 kennels. So, you know, especially when you're living in a fire area. So I'm looking forward to, I'll imagine the smile on those kitty faces when they finally get to go.
When do you think they're going to be fixed?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the evening
tomorrow
for you.
7:15 in the morning.
That's going to be where?
Up in Selma.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I have 17 or 18 going. 7 of the kittens are with Stop, and then all the rest are just community service people, and I'll never turn away an adult female. I don't care if I have to flip the whole bill.
Are they cheaper than going to Critters Without Litters? Is that where you go to some?
Critters Without Litters is cheaper, but number one, I can't get a bulk appointment, and number two, I can't get an appointment.
You cannot get one.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm glad you're sharing that with us.
They're still running 3 months out. You call and say, I need to get your fixed, and they'll make you an appointment if you can get it. Everything's online. I don't even try. I mean, I get the feral appointments, but I haven't gotten one for August yet.
Okay.
And your friend in Ridgecrest, thought I had an appointment and was like ghosting her. And I'm like, hey, if they gave me an appointment, I didn't know about it. So
it's 3 months in advance at Critters Without Litters.
I would say at least,
feral.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you needed many.
But they are cheaper. They are, it's like $60, I think, for a female.
How much?
50 for a male, 60?
60, okay.
Maybe it's gone up a little bit since then, but very inexpensive, very affordable.
And Selma's, if that's 60, what is Selma then?
Selma, she charges me $85 for females and $55 for males.
Okay, that's not much more.
Yeah,
okay.
It's doable.
Okay, thank you for your comment.
Yeah, I'm glad that I'll be getting her done. And
okay.
It's just, you know, wait.
All right.
You can't take it with you. So.
I think that's all I've got, besides the usual stuff that I do. But that was the one thing, was the dangerous dog hearing. So we're about done here. We are done. Old business, nothing. New business, zero. So let me just check the calendar here. I know that Amber's correct, because she's never wrong. But
did you see
September 17th is our next meeting. And so with that, I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. We're adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.